Alexander Minnelli's documentary At the Drive-In focuses on the Mahoning Drive-In in Pennsylvania and the group of quirky film fanatics who work for free to keep the movies and fun going. Minnelli said his sensibilities have always leaned toward nostalgic subject matter. He explained he likes things that appeal to kids but have a melancholy adult presence around them as well. Initially, Minnelli was going to include multiple drive-ins in his documentary, so he began with a drive-in located in his hometown. Minnelli said the problem was they were just a little too professional.
And what I mean by that is, you know, they wanted to be in appropriate attire. They wanted to make sure they were wearing matching polos with, you know, the drive-in branded logo on it. And that's fine. I mean, that's their business model. That's, you know, they run new movies. They're digital. So I was kind of running into a lot of, well, don't film this, or, oh, don't film that. So that kind of, you know, as a documentary filmmaker who wants to be in every situation, that kind of turned me off a little.
The person who told Minnelli about the Mahoning Drive-In was actually a classmate from high school. Minnelli said his friend appears in the film as well.
And a friend of mine was like, listen, if you like drive-ins, there's this place I go to, and they only show 35mm film. It's real grungy. The guys are hilarious. Come down and check it out. And I started talking to them, and instantly, you know, I knew, okay, yeah, this is the story I want to tell. This is more fun, more quirky, more interesting.
Minnelli began shooting the film in March of 2016 and said it took about a year and a half to complete the whole thing. Because the drive-in put out its schedule 2 to 3 months in advance, Minnelli was able to sit down with it, look at each weekend's show, and map out the things he thought could be interesting.
You know, every time I went, I had something, okay, this is what I'm going to focus on today, whether it was a specific person, whether it was a specific element or theme in the film. You know, each weekend kind of that I went served its purpose.
Minnelli said his documentary was never meant to be a quirky character piece, but ultimately the people that he met and filmed hijacked the movie.
But the more I got to know them and the more comfortable they became with me, you know, interesting things started to pop out. The climax of the movie, you know, without giving too much away to anyone who's listening to this, I just kind of thought it was the perfect ending to their story, even though it's not really the ending, but, you know, they're so passionate about one thing and then, you know, something unexpected or surprising kind of pops up.
Robert was Minnelli's favorite person in the film. Minnelli said Robert was the one who was movie obsessed and constantly talking, offering all this movie knowledge and information.
Because they all come from different avenues, you know, it's not like they grew up in the same town and were friends and then started doing this. They all came from different places. You know, there's Mark who traveled 6.5 hours to get there. Robert, who's sort of like the movie nerd. You know, Virgil and Matt, who are the two young guys who are the sort of co-owners, and they're sort of bringing in the new life into the drive-in. And then there's Jeff, the projectionist, you know, the older guy who's been there for a long time and he's been running movies his whole life pretty much.
Minnelli will attend the festival screening of At the Drive-In and will participate in a question and answer session afterward with the audience. He said that sharing his film and interacting with viewers is one of his favorite parts of filmmaking.
You know, I have millions of anecdotes and stories and thoughts on not just the movie itself, but filmmaking, the community, and I'm excited to see Omaha. From my Google search, it looks like a pretty cool town.
At the Drive-In screens at the 2018 Omaha Film Festival tomorrow from 6 to 7:20 p.m. in the Village Point Cinema. The Omaha Film Festival takes place today through Sunday. All access and all films passes are available in addition to individual tickets. For a complete schedule of films and events, the website is omahafilmfestival.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.